So what do y'all think of Brian's pictures from Jamaica?
Brian was doing an excellent job trolling everybody for a while there, and then he's like, oh,
then he started trolling himself.
I have to actually go out and do things.
Yeah, I do love his post about this is what they call it, cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, like the view from the nice sunset is him and his iPad.
That was pretty great.
I'm actually kind of proud of Brian because he actually had a spider on him.
I saw that picture. It was pretty impressive.
I'm still confused at the lack of flame.
I agree with Katie, and I was about to post that as well. As I was going to say, it was photoshopped, completely photoshopped. Because that's I don't believe that. There must have been some severe peer pressure in that tour.
Although, the tour guide behind him must have been like, "You're going to put that spider in there. We're going to take a goddamn picture.
Well, yeah, what we
you're
don't see
like it.
Yeah. What we don't see behind him is all the Jamaican rebels in the that's behind the camera."
It's probably like some like 5-year-old girl held and he's like, crap, I can't be yeah, I can't wuss out in front of that.
That's probably what happened. I mean,
I will say the picture of him with the dolphin, I haven't seen him smile like that since he and Keith slammed the team tournament at AdeptCon.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
There was that, and he had, I think the one was actually a shark that he had like on his...
I thought it was a ray or some sort.
Well, I know he was holding the ray, but there was one that it didn't look like a
dolphin. Yeah, maybe the nurse shark or something like that.
Nurse shark,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So not one that's going to really do anything to you, but...
Generally most sharks.
It's the friendly old grandmother of the shark world.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we should probably do intros. This is Andy. I'm Major Tusk on the forums. And I play mercenaries?
You're trying to figure out what you're playing at this point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is Troll Jeff, and I play Troll Bloods.
This is Jeremy Calrissian on the forums. I play Protectorate, but I currently collect Cephalix, and I'm painting some trolls.
Some Cephalix?
Cephalix.
Yes.
Okay. Some cellophane.
And this is Dan Skittles on the forums, and I play Crix and Protectorate.
Yay!
Woo!
So this is officially, I think this is the first of the...
Do we actually say the podcast number?
It's episode 85?
I think so, that's what you've listed.
Pick a number and we'll say that's right.
Yeah, or Lost Aspect 3.
I like that one better. Yeah,
because I think most of us is, everyone here is, I think, from the Lost Aspect.
I owe allegiance to no one.
And I'm the perpetual replacement, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, we got Jeff as pretty much a perpetual replacement. Dan's a perpetual replacement. And Jeremy's filling into there pretty good.
Yeah. I try to replace whenever my family allows me to get away from them. Which tonight seems like a very good thing because my son is getting a little bit crabby as I was leaving, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, no different than like last night, because he apparently woke up at midnight and then was asking for me. So then I had to spend from like midnight to 1 a.m. up with him. So
How old is your little one?
He's about 2.5.
2.5.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be fixing the problem. Some horse tranks. Just not old enough for those yet. There might be a reason I'm not a parent.
Drink this. It'll be fine.
Night, night, son. See you in 3 weeks.
What?
Wow.
Reminds me of kind of a goofy thing from Rooster Teeth had an animated adventure, which was on their podcast, and they were talking about how one of the members on there was so drunk, and he came back to the hotel, and he was just trying to get this guy to fall asleep, and he wouldn't fall asleep, kept on like jumping on the bed, trying to tackle him and such. Until finally he got him calmed down and lying in bed. And he left the room, and he's going to the elevator, and he hears him running up, jumps into the elevator with him, and they get down to the bottom floor. And his friend, who's drunk, is trying to follow him out, and he kicks him back into the elevator. And he says, "Stay here," and then slams his hand across all the buttons and says, "One of these people, somebody on one of these floors will help you." And then he just walked away.
Wow.
So yeah, if anybody would pay attention to Rooster Teeth, that was Gavin and Bernie. Gavin was the drunk one. It is easily my favorite podcast other than ours.
I was just waiting for that. Like, yeah. You leave it hanging like that? Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah, it's my favorite podcast.
Insert other podcast here.
So we got a couple of announcements. War Machine Weekend's coming up. I don't remember what dates. Sometime in November.
It's sold out anyway.
7th, 8th,
sold
9th.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
8th, 9th, 10th, something like that.
Yeah. Find a scalper.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you want a ticket, you should learn to stop caring right now.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to have the painting lounge. That's going to be back at War Machine Weekend. I don't know how that's going to work for ticket purchases at all, because it's not an actual event, but we're going to have Jordy Hicks from Privateer Press. He's going to be putting on some classes on Friday for teaching painting faces. And on Saturday, he's going to have an event as well for two-brush blending. I will have an event on Friday. The schedule will be going up fairly soon, too. I'll have an event on Friday where I'll be teaching basic modeling, you know, like put on lipstick and stuff like that. No, but basic
it's
miniature.
It's called an app on your phone. You just take a picture, and then you do it, and then you post it on Facebook, and you really confuse a lot of people.
You can bling it? Is it?
quick story. My friend's bachelor party in Mexico. All
right, good start.
Bachelor party in Mexico.
In Mexico, yes, nonetheless. Nice. My buddy had an app called Perfect 365. It's for girls. It's like a makeup app. Well, we went and three of us got together. We all downloaded the same app. Then we all took very similar pictures of the groom-to-be. And then we all coordinated our makeup and then made it like fade out over the weekend and then post them on Facebook as updated pictures. So people were actually thinking that we had the groom all dressed up in makeup and that it was
nice
fading as the weekend went on.
Nice.
And then to try and show people that we were faking it and it wasn't real, he took pictures of iguana and then was putting lipstick on the iguana and posting those on Facebook, and no one caught on.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Ah, okay. So to go back to, I'm doing a model assembly, model prep, basic sculptures, basic, basically assembly for miniatures. I'm going to be doing that on Friday and Saturday. I got Chris Suri. I don't know if you've seen his work. He has got a ton of models. He's basically the one who won everything last year with his models. Has a ridiculous... it's just about everything he does is ridiculous anyway, but he's he's doing some painting classes for us too on Saturday. And it's going to be open. The whole lounge is going to be open all weekend again, kind of like how it was last year with painting mentors and such like that.
I think I'll be spending more time in there this year.
Yeah, it's I think Jordy Hicks, he'll be there for pretty much most of the time too. He's just basically, besides his two classes, he wants to do a lot of one-on-one type things. I kind of show people his techniques and that. He's one of the Privateer Press staff painters as well. So
that's cool.
Does he paint things other than staves?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Wow. God. And that's the type of show it's going to be,
yep,
folks.
This is how it's going to go. On October 4th, coming up here, I cannot remember if there's something happening that day. But wait,
I can pick these too. You know what? November 28th, something might be happening that day too, or not.
Wasn't there like a 35 point event in Oshkosh or something?
Yeah, that's the 20th of September.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, 20th of September. I'm going to be in Iowa, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay. Not quite as sorry anymore.
And Volbeat. So.
Well, I'm really mad that the War Machine Weekend's going on, that it's going to be...
No, that's Slipknot in town.
Korn and Slipknot in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm really disappointed about that, missing that one.
Womp, womp. October 4th, I am right. I am holding a painting, kind of model prep assembly class, kind of similar to what I'm trying to do at War Machine Weekend. This will be my trial run to see if I really can do it, and then I'll decide if I can do it at War Machine Weekend. But my trial run is on October 4th at Pegasus Games from 12 until 4. So you bring parts in, and I'll show you how to assemble models Andy way.
Will that also include getting rid of... mold lines.
Well, yeah, mold lines not too bad though. Yeah. I mean, that's, but it'll be part of the model prep though. I mean, that's
right. Yeah,
it depends on the models. If it's like the convergence models, then you'll be like, ah, good luck. Good luck, get a knife. How much do you like detail?
Yeah. I like detail a lot. Well, then we'll move you into advanced sculpting.
Yes. Immediately. Yes. Just carve it off and then make your own gear. Done.
That's easy.
But that's my class I'm doing, and I don't think we have any more announcements going on.
There's going to be a tournament in town in October. Brian's still working on the details. I think he was narrowing down on a weekend, but I have not heard a final date yet.
Next weekend is the Chaos Cup, if anybody pays attention to Blood Bowl. But you should, because Blood Bowl is amazing.
Moving on.
Right. Oh, I like playing the video game version.
It's the same as the tabletop one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only thing you're missing out is the real human interaction.
Yeah. And the charts.
Yeah.
I mean, the effects are there, but you miss the fun of rolling and rolling. And okay, yeah.
So yeah. Right.
I'm okay with missing that.
Yeah, so you don't want to play the consult the chart game. You want to play Blood Bowl.
What?
You know, those games where you spend half time looking at the damn chart and so instead of playing the game?
Yeah.
Like
Blood Bowl's not look at the chart game.
Not much anymore. Like previous editions, there were charts upon charts that you had to look at.
No. That's the sound of me shaking my head no.
We couldn't hear your brain rattling. It wasn't catching.
No, it third edition was not really about charts.
There were a handful of charts. I guess the cards were just more random, seeing how they could, you know, tick off your game.
Yeah.
So many popped balls. Holy cow. That was always the event that happened to me. I could never score a touchdown.
The old Death Zone expansion was, the pop ball. Yep. Yeah, it's not like that anymore.
No, I'm glad for it. I kind of missed the effects in silly little one-off games, but in any sort of league play, I was tired of having peaked players and popped balls and people running into the crowd for a delicious halfling cupcake.
Oh, lure potions was the best.
Yeah.
If there was anybody over on the sideline, you would just play the lure potion on them, and they would just go immediately jump into the crowd.
I have killed so many gutter runners that way.
Because it's an immediate injury roll on them. But yeah. It's good times. So does anybody have anything to talk about other than Blood Bowl? Because I could talk about Blood Bowl all the time.
Sure. So there was a tournament in Chicago yesterday, Saturday. That I was down for along with a few other people from town. So this was the 50-point Dice Dojo War Machine Weekend qualifier.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
So three lists, DNC won four rounds, and then the top table went on to round five. We started with, I believe, 26 players.
Are you kidding me?
I think we ended somewhere around 14, but...
You're kidding me. So I could have showed up.
You could have.
I knew because I was the top on the waiting list, and I knew if I would have gone, I would have probably gotten in, but I didn't want to chance it. I didn't want to chance a 3-hour trip and then not play.
Well, I mean, in fairness, when we left on Friday, there were 10 people on the wait list. So
yeah, true.
The problem was there were 3 people didn't come from Kentucky, and several people from Iowa who decided to stay at Teamages and play board games instead of coming across town, and.
Nice.
Several other people didn't show up. So anyways, so I'll quickly go over my games. They were really bad. I was playing Gorshade 2, Gorshade 3, and Denny 1 with Pirates. Round 1, I dropped Gorshade 2 against a Zal player. Gorshade 2 works really well when he has the ability to make Banes. When Nihilators make every tough check that they need to, you don't make any Banes and you get kind of sad. So I lost on scenario pretty badly. Also, Ancestral Guardians have Defensive Strike. I forgot that at 3 different points in the game.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So that was kind of bad. Round 2, I drew Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forum.
That should be his official.
We're legally change his name to that.
Yeah. My name is Jeremy Valiant 418 on the forums. Shay. Yeah.
So I dropped my Denny list because that Denny list is pretty good against Legion. He dropped his little 2 list. He went first, so I took the side with the wall, ran Denny up behind it, ran my Pirates up, cast Parasite on my own Mechanothrall unit. So Denny was sitting at 21-22, so he didn't bother going after her. Instead, he blew all the Pirate solos off the board and basically the middle of my Pirate mass. Then I went up, feeded, knocked all our transfers, managed to get all our transfers off, but he managed to take out enough guns that I couldn't quite get there. Plus, Rock Bottom was the only one, Pirate Soul, who survived, and he was just a bit out to light her on fire. So then, even with my feet up, he still managed to get the pincushion on me and kill me. Granted, I did also not really care about that game because I was starving at the time. So I chose my list specifically picking something that I knew was going to end in 20 minutes so we could go across the street to the taco shop and get some enchiladas.
Nice.
So I still consider that game a win because I got some very tasty food. Round three, I played against Jim from Rockford. He was playing Crix as well. He dropped Gaspy's 3. I dropped Gorshade 3. That game went really well for me. He had one magic weapon in his list, so Blackbane's Ghost Raiders was all up in his grill, and he couldn't do really anything about it.
Ghost Pirates.
So yes. That one basically ended with him running Gaspy forward just to get it over with, and then freeze charge, and I had to buy one attack.
Sure, sure.
And then the last round was against a Nate Lawsonson, I think. He's not from Chicago. He's from somewhere else.
Southern Nate Lawrenson?
Lawrenson, yeah.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yep.
But anyways, he was playing Cro-Mac. I have played that matchup at least half a dozen times now with Crix, and all of them are awful games that take about an hour and a half. So I dropped Gorshade 3 instead. I went first. Round 1, I ran everything up. I occultated the Blackbane, so he really couldn't shoot them with anything. Then round 2, I blitzed everything forward, Infernal Machine, my Arc Node, ran it up, feed it on Cro-Mac, and started siphon bolting him to death. About the third time, when I rolled double ones, I realized I never deployed the Wither Shadow Combine, and therefore didn't have puppet strings. So I left him with 5 health.
Oh.
Ooh. Ouch.
So that was game number another game that was 15 minutes long.
It's always good to leave 5 points off the table.
Yes.
Because that's how... But that's how confident you are with Crix. You almost killed him without 5 points on the table. Yeah. So,
but it was also, you know, it was just one of those things that he was panicking by the end of his turn because he realized that he had moved up 2 inches out of his deployment zone and therefore he was in threat range.
Mm-hmm.
So had I either not snake-eyed the last roll or rolled more than like 4 or 5 on the first damage roll kind of thing, I would have killed him anyways. So basically, then we spent the next 15 minutes trying to talk about what he could do as a Crix, a Circle player to defend against that, because traditionally Cro-Mac is really strong against Crix, and he just has no defense whatsoever except for maybe popping feet and going in beast mode turn 1.
Yeah, I mean, you said you dropped Gorshade 3 on that. So,
yeah, I mean, he actually did the smartest thing possible, which was spend all his Fury.
Yeah, he's just so far. I mean, His threat range is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen Cro-Mac players before throw all the upkeeps out turn 1, then feed immediately just to fill back up on Fury. If he would have done that, he would have lost.
Yeah.
I mean, just because then I would have had like 5 more shots.
Yeah, true.
So
Siphon Bolt is a thing.
Yeah. Well, Siphon Bolt on a stationary target is a thing.
That it is.
That is true, too. So, especially stationary targets, you can't really...
Right, if Cro-Mac was at full defense, that offense would not nearly be so terrifying.
That's true. I mean, come on. Give him credit. He was in a trench, so, I mean, I still was Snake Eyes to miss.
He's a defense. Would that actually be...
He's still a 9.
Is he 7 when he's stationary, or is it 5?
It's a 5 when you're stationary.
Yeah, you dropped down to 5.
Yep. His movement is you're at a 7.
Yep.
Okay. So he's at a 9, yeah.
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 So yeah, ended up 1-3 on the day. It was still a good time. Got down to see these people at the Dice Dojo again.
Played maybe an hour of games.
The Gorshade one went a while. The Gorshade 2 game went probably an hour and a half.
Okay.
Hour and a half. That one ground out for a while before I lost. And the game against Jim went an hour, although the last half of it was pretty much just mop up because it was destruction. So even after I got the attrition swing my way, it still took another half an hour to clear everything out. So. But, yeah, the other 2 games were over in, like, 20 minutes total, so.
Nice. So, the wonderful story, I guess we could probably tell everybody why we have the regular guys here. Or not the regular guys. Sorry.
You can just say, like, why you're on the bench promoted. Warmer squad. It's okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to say B-Squad.
I was about ready to say, we're the regular guys. Where have we been for, like, 80-some episodes?
Lurking in the backfield, you know.
Well, I have a lot of vacation.
So, yesterday was the plan to record. Unfortunately, Jeremy was down over at Team Ages all weekend, and so he was a little probably tired from Team Ages all weekend, considering it sounds like a lot of games and a lot of drinking were involved. So, I told him on Friday that he told me on Friday that he would possibly make it, but don't count on it because I might be a little late.
That's just a polite way of saying no.
Yeah. But he didn't tell me until like an hour before we were about to go live.
Oh. Well, now it's not so polite.
Yeah.
And then him and Katie couldn't make it. And then today, well, Nathan, then we just canceled it yesterday because we couldn't find replacements. And then Nathan was going to, we're going to see if they could record today, but Nathan can't work today. And Katie and Jeremy, they're not coming out today. And then the next available day would have been tomorrow. And then Katie and Jeremy can't do tomorrow either. So I just decided to roll with the B squad.
The B squad.
And here we are.
Yay.
We're gonna rock this. That's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here to rock you.
Like me specifically?
Yeah, just
I might leave.
Just you.
Just you.
Just you. Put in this mouthpiece first.
And signing out. If you don't hear back from me in 24 hours, call the police.
What does Sting have to do with this?
Everything.
Does anybody have a subject before I just continue on with this horrible, horrible things?
I'm excited for Destiny tomorrow. That's
oh, Destiny, thing. Yeah, that's yeah. coming out tomorrow.
Yes. I have looked into zero aspects of the game other than I know I'm playing it.
Do I have enough money?
People have been trying to get me to play the beta since it came out, and I've just been like, nope. Nope. Like, and they're like, it comes out on Tuesday. You gotta play. And I'm just like, no, I don't. It doesn't interest me. They try and keep getting me into it and all this stuff. To like, tell me, like, oh, but you like it because you like this. And I'm like, no, really, I don't like that. So,
what is it that they're trying to compare it to?
Oh God, I can't even remember now. But they're just like, oh, it's a big MMO, and I'm just like, and you know, you're playing like this and you level up and an RPG type thing, and I'm just like, not really my type of game. And with MMOs, I'm good in them for like 2 months and then I get bored. And it's like, meh.
That makes sense.
I mean, I understand it's a one-time fee in this one because I don't think there's a monthly fee for it.
There is not.
Okay.
No.
But
I think you have to be I don't remember. You might be a PlayStation Plus member to utilize it, but that might be wrong.
But even then,
well,
PlayStation
Plus.
I
got the Xbox One, but yeah, so.
No.
Oh. Well, then you've already made a mistake.
No, actually, well, I enjoy the I enjoy the Xbox One when I actually get around to playing anything on it, but.
Yeah, this will be my first PlayStation 4 actual purchase I make. I've been playing a lot of free-to-play online PlayStation 4 stuff.
I think I got my PlayStation 4, I think, back in February, and I haven't really bought anything for the damn thing.
I know. They've actually been given some pretty good stuff through Plus, though. Like, Striker's on there, or Strider.
Strider, yeah, that's one. Well, no, but I bought it on the PS3.
Oh, well, I got it for free.
Yeah, that was a little annoying, because I actually meant to buy it on, I was like, oh, I should have seen if this game was available on the PS4. And it was. I should have bought it, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's basically it. No, but I think they still have available free download one of the most offensive titles they had in the PlayStation. You can download Dragon's Crown. Have you seen that one?
No.
Some of the same people who did Odin Sphere, and it raised all the entire internet got upset over it because all the characters are super exaggerated. Like the fighter is quite literally like triangle shaped. It's like shoulders down to waist and barely see the legs at the bottom. The dwarf is barrel shaped. The sorceress is more boob than body. And she has quite literally a swaying ocean kind of motion as she walks.
I'm out.
I'm actually not seeing anything wrong with this game.
It sounds amazing.
Like,
it's because everything's hyper exaggerated, but they really highlighted that sorceress because she is.
As long as you know it, yeah.
She has terrifying tatas, like to the point where like you don't know what's going on anymore. They do not work.
Do they have the Left 4 Dead or is it Left 4 Dead?
Dead or alive physics?
Yeah, physics.
No, because the whole thing is like, have you ever seen, like, motion animated, like, comic movies? That's how the style of the game is animated for the most part. So it's that motion comic kind of thing. And there is motion, but but not independent physics.
Does it make you seasick by looking at them?
I don't get motion sick from games or seasick, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a big thing back in my days. I don't know if any of you guys remember Descent.
Oh, the one with the spaceship. Yeah.
That they used to give a lot of people seasickness.
My middle brother can't play first person shooters because it gets him motion sickness.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. Now I haven't tried it myself, but apparently, Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, I hear that one's really
well.
Bad.
Like even people who don't get motion sickness, pretty vomitous.
Yeah.
They haven't tried it. It's supposed to be pretty good, and apparently they're doing a remake of it. But
yeah, I heard they're making a sequel to it. Yeah. But that's
Yeah. It's not Destiny.
No.
Or Borderlands the pre-sequel. That's next month.
Yeah, that's actually one of the questions
then
too.
Next month, isn't it?
But no, I'm intrigued by Destiny. I've heard a lot of good things from it. I strictly avoided the beta just because I don't want to ruin my experience of the game. And especially playing in a bad environment, generally, I hate that.
That might be why I'm doing it, is because they tried to bully me into playing it. And even though I look intrigued, I'm just like, no. Like, I don't like being bullied into playing games. So.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to play in an environment. Like, right now, it's I'm playing in the beta for WoW.
Right.
The Warlords of Draenor. It's intriguing. It's fun. But at the same time, I am hampered by so many fucking bugs that it just drains all the fun out of the game for me.
Well, yeah, and it's been a terrible misconception for, I shouldn't say a long time, but in recent years, that people confuse beta with early demo.
Yeah, early access.
Those are very different things.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I don't want to play Tactics either.
That's actually sort of why I've stayed away from it. I've played through the single-player mission that they originally gave in the beta.
Sure.
And I played one actual online game, but it was interesting. Like, this was before they started making all the fixes and stuff. This is like very first when it came out.
Yeah, I played.
But I haven't touched it since then. So.
Yeah, I played half a dozen games of online the weekend it came out because it was randomly off the day that the beta launched. I'm like, oh, cool. I'll download and play it right away.
Sure.
Then I spent like half an hour waiting for someone else to get it downloaded.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't touched it since any of the units have been added and stuff like that. And it's partly because I'm not sure if I'm going to really play multiplayer that much, because if I'm going to go through the effort to play a multiplayer War Machine game, I have a bunch of people who are begging for games anyway, so I'll just rather play it on the tabletop.
You've at least spent like $1,000 on miniatures alone. It's probably more. I'm saying $1,000 just to be... That's probably like half one of my factions.
Yeah, right.
Pewter miniatures.
Well, like, there was a discussion, like, in my gaming group last night, where, like, if another apartment, like, broke out in flames, what my friends were supposed to grab before they leave. It's like, someone should grab my miniatures case, because that portable device probably holds about $2,000 of purchases in there.
Yeah.
It's not useful for selling to anybody outside of the community, but it's expensive to replace.
And see, that's why where all my stuff is stored is right by my paint desk, which is right by a window. So if a fire breaks out, I just break out the window and just start chucking my stuff out it.
It must be nice having enough stuff that you could actually contemplate doing that. That's not going to work because I'll die of smoke inhalation first.
somebody needs to go get a smoke bomb next to Jeremy's house. So then stand outside that window. He's like, oh, free stuff.
Daddy's adjudicator. So you said you're occupied this weekend, right?
No, I'm not. I'm good.
So we could probably talk about more video games. We got Borderlands that's coming up.
Yeah, the pre-sequel. I'm optimistic, but hesitant.
I know the majority of our group is going to try to play that on PC.
And that makes me sad.
I think if I can get it on the PC and actually play it with people, I'll probably play a Borderlands game for more than just 20 hours and then not play it again.
Oh.
Because though, like, I played, as I've said before, I've played Borderlands 2. I played with my brother. We played about 30 hours and then game ADD kicks in and we both jump over to something else. And even though I love Borderlands 2, I love the dialogue, it was like, oh, if I don't have anyone to play with, then
the problem is you're holding the playtime bar against what our local group did for Borderlands 2, which was basically play it nonstop until what all the DLC was out.
We went through a period there before, like after Big Game, the Hunter.
Yeah, that was a weaker piece. Yeah,
but we played the shit out of Tiny Tina.
Right.
Oh my god, that expansion is the best expansion ever made.
I'm still fond of Mr. Torg.
Torg is, well, just Torg in general.
The actual gameplay for that expansion, meh. But Mr. Torg is worth everything in that entire piece. You pay the price tag just to listen to Mr. Torg for 3 hours.
If I could have him as a playable character.
And see, that's why I just went to YouTube and just listened to all the quotes
that I was missing out on. I don't think you've got the same experience that way, though.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand what Jeremy is doing. I was the same way. I had it on PC, so I tried the random matchup thing, and that was very.
Oh no! You don't want to play Borderlands with strangers.
Yeah, and so playing it solo, I just got bored after a while because I'm like, well, this is pretty much the same thing as Diablo 3 when you're playing it solo. But Diablo 3 has a much better hop in, hop out mechanic, so you can actually get playing with players and actually then get loot and stuff like that. Because it's the same kind of thing where the loot gets better the more people you have playing. So
yeah, that's true.
No, I can agree to that. You definitely want to play Borderlands with friends, but I'm not going to bother. Like, my PC is getting ancient, and I'm not going to bother upgrading it specifically for Borderlands, the pre-sequel. So
yeah, I'm not sure if my computer is probably fine for it, but I'd much rather have a controller, and not have to worry about adjusting my settings so I can have it run smoother.
Well, that was the other thing I discovered lately. I just randomly booted Borderlands up because I was bored and didn't feel like mine, so I knew. That's when I discovered my current wireless mouse. You can't click the left and the right mouse button at the same time. And I'm like, well, I'm no longer playing Borderlands 2.
Interesting.
Yeah. Odd little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I sit with those games. I play way too many games, so I'm still looking forward to that.
So who else here has more Steam games on their library that they haven't played but bought because of Steam summer sales than they actually have played? Because I'm in that category.
You're a collector?
Ah, guys, I see those games for like $2 and I'm like, oh, I'll probably never play it, but it's $2. We'll get it.
Yeah. I think that's like almost everybody with a Steam account.
Even without Steam, I've done that for video games, like the hard copies and digital copies and stuff. Like, oh, it's on a flash sale for $2. I might play that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically why I have Munch's Odyssey out in the living room there.
Yep.
I have it for both the PS3 and I have it for the Xbox.
Wow.
I've never played them for both.
Okay, yeah.
I've played them for a few minutes.
Yeah, like I've got Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions and I've never even seen the title screen.
Nice.
But it was only $4 at the time, so it was still worth it, I'm assuming.
I've actually heard good things about.
I have too. Dimensions. Yeah, like I don't usually buy games that I know are bad just because they're cheap. You know, like if there was a game market that said "dog turd on a stick," 25 cents, I'm like, yeah.
It depends on what type of gameplay is dog turd on a stick.
You're saying?
Would it be a fighting game?
I don't know, but I don't care.
Would it be a poking game?
It might be both. It could be the same.
You can use it with your Wiimote.
Yeah, you use it with the Wiimote, and you're able to draw things with it. So you're able to draw turd.
But Andy, the real question is, does it come with a wild pet?
Does it come with a wild pet, or does it come with a potato on a stick?
You might be baking a potato, you might be cooking a turd, who knows?
That's the worst campfire ever. It's like, I smell baked... Oh.
Never going camping with this crowd.
No, yeah. Put the ball gang in. Well, speaking of games, too, I did power up my GameCube for the first time, and I think like 8 years.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's been sitting on a shelf for the longest time. I powered it up, and the damn thing had the same date. It had the correct date on it. The hours were wrong, though. But
well, I mean, give it some credit. It's a GameCube.
No, but every other system that I have unplugged for a second, it just suddenly has a brain fart.
Well, I think we discussed this, too. Is more modern systems rely too much on going to the internet for the time. Without the internet, like, what time is it? I don't know. Tell me, internet.
Well, I've unhooked and hooked up my PS3 numerous times. Through the move, it just suddenly goes, nope, I don't care. Whatever time, tell me. Yeah. And then it makes me feel old because it reverts back to its original time of like when the PS3s were made. And I'm like, that's 7 years ago.
We've had a lot of those moments. Like, how old is that?
Yeah.
The South Park movie is creeping up on 15 years.
Is it really that old?
Yes.
Oh, my God. God.
You're old.
Yeah.
I had some kid, when I went to the grocery store, offer to carry out my groceries. That just happened. I'm like, I'm going to have to dye my beard now.
That might be the greatest thing I've heard yet today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, I can carry it. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes.
Are you sure, sir? You look very old and decrepit.
Oh.
But just think, if you're getting old, that means you can carry a cane and start hitting people with it.
Wow.
You have to be old to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, age is not not an excuse for that. It's just...
I'm going to say, about the only thing you can do, get away with an old, is you can make racist remarks and you're like, that's just for my time. It's okay. And even though it's not okay, that's what you say.
Sometimes old people who are racist are cute. Or adorable.
Or you always got the option of just hanging out in your underwear, just randomly looking at nothing.
Once again, don't have to be old for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I was doing. Old
people get away with it,
though. If I didn't live in an apartment complex with kids, you know...
See, old people could get away with that, living in an apartment complex with kids. Because it's like, oh, he's old and senile. But no, if you did, he'd be like, creeper.
Yes.
What do you think I've been doing all day before you came here before the podcast?
I was creeping on kids? Come on now, Andy.
Well, he did the exact same thing. So he had a bucket full of candy sitting next to him and a net.
No, that was what Nathan was doing all day.
Oh, right.
Oh, except for it wasn't candy. It was like,
whoa,
was
lube?
It?
What?
No, it was like Teen Magazine or like one of those other horrible things. US Bop or something.
I am not familiar 17? With any magazines anymore. Yeah. I haven't actually I still get like the Game Informers, and I have yet to even open those things up. I don't really read magazines anymore.
I was going to say, the internet pretty much really destroyed all game news.
Yeah.
It was like anything that's out in one of the magazines has already been out on the internet for days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or months, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that it saves the trouble of you have to find your good websites for any kind of review is the problem, because everybody's a critic online. Doesn't matter what you're reviewing.
Yeah.
You can go to, you know, tomato.com, and you'll find like, well, this tomato is a 7.6 because it's not quite round enough for me.
Oh.
Yeah. That's just sad.
No. but that's the internet for you, though.
Well,
like, seriously. And
you don't trust all of them either, because a lot of those are actually sponsored reviews as well. You know, like, hey, you get X amount of product, or you get X paid to make a good review on this. So
there have been instances in the past where I just don't trust the reviews anymore, because they have let reviewers go because of their...
What are you talking about? Aliens? Colonial Marine was amazing.
I've just given up on reviews. Like, I don't go to review sites at all for movies, games, whatever.
I've
just stopped, because I'm just I
try to avoid reading the ratings. I actually try to read the text they put. Any site that is just a rating, I will ignore.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I know what I like. I know what I don't. I'll just judge it for myself. And if I watch a movie that I think's horrible, I'll be like, well, I chose poorly.
Well, yeah, but what if you find that thing that's right in that edge of, like, I think I might like this, but I don't know?
I wait for it to go on sale, and then I'll judge it again.
But what if you have no patience?
Well, no. I've learned to have patience ever since I met my wife, because before then, that's how I was with DVDs. I'd be like, it's like, I thought I had an interest in that. So that's why I had a DVD collection of, like, 500 DVDs before I met my wife, because I'd
buy a new one like every week. Because they were all like Anal Action 5.
Wow, I had a lot of copies of that. I really wore through that one.
I was going to say I go check out the reviews of movies, because I've come to learn that I have horrible taste in movies. So,
well, at this point, you're intentionally looking for bad ones, though.
We're not.
You just got to learn to revel in it.
We're looking for kind of like
the borderline.
The stuff on the edge.
Kind of like a turd in the rough.
I don't want to find a turd in the rough,
but might just potentially be good.
Yeah,
we're looking for the potato in the septic tank is what we're finding.
That's
more appropriate than looking for the turd.
Yeah, I guess that is looking for the potato in the septic tank. Yes, that's the movie Pain Train. That's what we do.
New tagline.
I think that's a pooper potato part two. It's just like a bucket, and you got to reach in.
Just image of the thing is like a big vat of baked beans, but worse.
Oh.
See, instead of putting that on a t-shirt, that's just like a sticker that you have created that you can just give to people.
Make sure it's scratch and sniff.
The pooper potato one?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was talking about the looking for a potato and stuff.
Oh, no, it could just be something. Yeah. And it just smells like one or the other.
You get a 50-50 chance you get the right one.
Do we really want to make that 50-50?
Well, no, not really.
No,
I don't know. You can market some pretty terrible things.
It's 50-50, but then you just make them all smell like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, isn't that the premise behind those like Harry Potter jelly beans?
What?
Oh, I remember those. Yeah.
The burst every flavor beans. Right, where like they actually like say in the back of the package like there's like earwax and vomit and other things that you should not be eating or enjoying. But they market it and people bought it.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound
it sounds terrible.
Wasn't it done by the Jelly Bellies, the ones that do all the flavor? Like I love Jelly Bellies, but that Harry Potter stuff was nope.
Yeah, no, my family got me a bag of those 1 year as a gift, and it remained sealed until it hit the trash. I was like, look at that. Anybody else want to try those? Because I'm not going to. Look, of the 19 flavors listed, 3 of them are real foods.
That just really sounds horrible.
Yes!
Yeah. It's very similar to Brian's experience with M&M's and mint M&M's, all in the same bowl that he took a big handful of. People who have listened probably know that Brian hates mint.
Yeah.
So that was a great moment, is when he took a big handful of mint M&Ms and was like, oh.
So if you picked out like the one in particular, or is it literally just a bowl of mint M&Ms?
Yes.
Because I've always wanted to try the M&M salad routine, where you've got the different types of M&Ms all in one bowl, and then just drop a couple of Skittles in there and see who the poor sod that gets those are.
Actually, I was just at a wedding, at the wedding reception, that's where we went. They actually had like a candy counter, and the bridesmaids had accidentally mixed the M&Ms and Skittles together in a big bowl.
Nice! Nice, you could make that go even worse too. Throwing some Reese's in there.
Oh.
Except M&Ms and Reese's go really well together.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely.
I thought we were trying to make something horrible for people, you know.
Well, with that and Skittles.
Well, yeah. M&M's and Skittles.
I'm not talking about
vile.
Dan. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about actual Skittles.
Oh no, we were gonna mix Dan in with a bowl of M&M's. Okay. It was for the bridal shower.
Could be worse.
Could be. All right, so we can go to some Zappity Grumbles.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So, with immediate shift change, I find myself with every second week off. Any games I should be making my way through?
Oh, that's way too open a question, because if you have preferences...
Well, you should start playing Destiny.
Yes, there we go. Destiny. Play Destiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Play whatever...
One of us.
Play whatever board games you've been meaning to play but haven't had the time to.
When you get time off, that's a lot harder to do, because you usually want to play board games with other people.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you find, like, if you have weekends off, like, you can try and get people together.
Yeah.
Zabity.
Grumble.
All right. Your pick for caster for 50.1 list event with specialists, and why? And we have to answer with our own faction.
I would go with Jarl. I can do anything I want with him. Anything.
High Reclaimer, because I'm just most used to running him, most familiar with him.
If you gotta do one caster, do Gatsby too, and just float around between different either solos or more dudes.
Yeah, that's pretty much for me. If I go with one caster, I go with Durgan. I mean,
yeah.
Otherwise, if I'm going with Exelon, then I'm stuck horribly. So Zabity.
Grumble.
Caster, you like to beat the ground with a Nerf bat?
I'm going to go with Haley, in just in general.
Since
don't
I
like to bet in Haley.
Never played against Haley, and I've
Lucky
never
you.
Played against Denny too. And since I
you played against Denny too.
Oh, I did.
I got Denny too is mean, but she's
Never mind. I played that was a forgettable game.
See, Denny too is just mean to me, but she's not infuriating.
Yeah, like.
So you haven't played against either Haley?
I don't think I have played against either Haley.
I can bring them on Wednesday.
Well, you could.
I have mercenaries. You want to play against one of them?
I'll play against one of them. Yeah, just to get that
Bring a box of Kleenex. You'll be crying on your way home.
But honestly, I've been playing so much trolls, and I just have such a hatred for troll casters. Like, I don't know what it is. It might just be my playstyle, but I don't play good against trolls.
Trolls are a hard matchup for Menoth. They tend to ignore Menoth's big offensives.
That's in all the games I played against trolls. They always tend to go like 2+ hours, and it's just a huge attrition battle.
No,
Menoth's game, and that's trolls' game.
Right. So by the end, I just feel exhausted, like mentally exhausted. So
if I never had to play another game against Cromac, I would be very happy.
I'd say Haley too. I'll play Gatsby too until the sun comes down. I'll play against any other caster out there. Just Haley too. Any kind of caster that just takes the game away from your opponent is just, it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Scar, even with Denny too, where Denny too pops her feet and everybody just can't move. You just can't move. I mean,
that makes your turn go fast. You don't sit there and agonize over, like, okay, what half of my action do I give up?
Tell me what models I can move, sir.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not too worried about that. For Denny, too, just if I have, like, the book and stuff and just do no stationary. But it's not stationary. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
The book is just anti-Sorsha. Completely anti-Sorsha.
Man, where's my mind today?
Yeah. Not here.
It is not.
Grumble.
How great is it to be the B team opposed to the A team?
Oh, I feel we're outperforming the A team.
That's true.
It's not hard, but yes.
Our standards are much lower, so it's much easier to meet them.
It looks like we're going to be on schedule.
Oh! Whoa. See?
Whoa, Zappity.
Grumble.
So, Jason Tick says, I recently saw Guardians and became the number one movie in the nation. However, Transformers is still number one movie in the world. Plus, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is another 300 plus worldwide. Who is killing Michael Bay so this stops?
Well, so you know how we've been saying Brian's in Jamaica? He's not actually in Jamaica.
It's a brilliant cover. All those Photoshops really are Photoshops.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Bay is only responsible for the production for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's not actually him directing that. And it definitely, you can tell.
Yeah, well, there weren't as many explosions.
Explosions? Or, of course, I do like that so Turtles is showing up in Australia.
Okay.
Later on. This month, in fact, it's on the 11th, and the poster that they used in Australia just showed a shot of all four turtles jumping from an exploding building.
Yeah. I heard there was a lot of uproar over that.
Yeah. That's just a stupid marketing mistake, but yeah, that's...
Yeah. Well, and it was probably done by the marketing team in Australia, who probably weren't thinking about it, because it was primarily a U.S. catastrophe.
Yep, pretty much.
Zappy.
Grumble. Who are you going to call?
The B team?
Come on.
Well, we know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking pizza.
There's a pizza place that's a couple blocks away. I've been wanting to order from them for a while. AJ's over. Huh. It's like 2 blocks away from here.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, Ghostbusters is amazing. I saw it again. I saw it in the theater again.
Oh, that's right. The 30th year re-release of it. Yeah. Been seeing that around.
The truly sad part of Ghostbusters is it's in its second week being in the theaters, and it made more money than Sin City.
I wouldn't say that's sad. That seems appropriate. That's
sad, yeah.
Well,
I understand that Sin City is not supposed to be that bad, but
it's just... Well, it's not that bad, it came out after 10 years of waiting.
Right.
And there's been, I think,
no like
two
hype for it
horrible
all.
Movies that came out.
Well, like Sin City started off the comic style movie, because after Sin City, we had 300
and
we had The Spirit, which was a piece of crap.
Oh, come on, but that was so enjoyable to watch once just to laugh at all the costume changes.
I tried and couldn't even enjoy it at that level. That was, the spirit was genuinely terrible. Wait,
there was another one that was similar to that too. Or am I just thinking of the spirit?
You might be thinking of the spirit, but.
And granted, I may have enjoyed that movie more just because I was enjoying everyone else's discomfort in the room at it, so.
Watch it with a group of people that dislike it too, that's probably a good way to watch it. Watch it by yourself, you know.
Well, like I said, I mean, there's just nothing better than watching Samuel L. Jackson in a Nazi costume and just wondering how much he got paid for this. And then realizing it was probably really low and he was just enjoying the hell out of being goofy.
We've found out that Samuel L. Jackson can say no to nothing.
Yeah, he likes his paychecks.
Yeah. He likes his paycheck, yeah. Hold on to your butts. I'm going to put out some horrible movies.
Zappy.
Grumble.
Borderlands pre-sequel class, do you most want to play?
I honestly can say I have not looked at the classes.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. I could say which characters I'm curious about, because I really want to try out Wilhelm.
Yeah, I haven't really paid attention to it all. I know I'm getting it, so it doesn't really matter what class.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
It's more fun to have the surprise.
Yeah, I'll just plug it in and play. Done.
Yeah.
I'll probably play as Claptrack.
And to be honest, every time I've looked at the characters before the game comes out, and I go, this is going to be really cool, and I get to play in the game, and I go, like, this is not nearly as cool as I thought it was going to be. I'm going to try this other thing that now that I've played the game, I know works right.
Yeah.
Well, that's like my usual way of playing any RPG is like the first time through, you just do a scratch run, you just pick as close to just a warrior with a sword as possible and plow through at 10 levels and then go, okay, so this is how the level up mechanic works. Okay, now I can figure out how I actually want to play this.
And that was a lot of experimenting down the trees, and then eventually waiting until somebody just posts a guide about it.
So I don't usually use the guides too much because I hate going mainstream, you know.
Oh, you don't like net decking your own?
No,
I don't.
No, it's more fun to have my character even if it's not working properly.
Yeah, I prefer to just die a million times because I don't know how to properly go and deck out my character.
The worst part with Borderlands 2 was the gearing on that. Like, the whole, like, you build this character, then you go and find this gun and this gun and the other field. Like, no, I don't want to do that at all.
I'd be like, oh, this item's better than what I currently have. We'll just set it up for right now.
Oh, yeah, I have the problem with Borderlands 2 where I would just get a new gun and I'd be shooting that new gun. And I'm like, oh, I really wish I had my old gun still. The old gun was so much better. And then it just sits in my inventory, and then I put it in my vault, and I put it...
Yep. Then you come back later and the gun's 10 levels too low to be usable for anything.
Yeah. You're like, maybe I'll save it...
explosions.
I know. Maybe I'll save it for an alt. And they're like, no, you're not going to save that for an alt.
I do remember at one point when my gunsirker was walking around with 7 sniper rifles. It's like, all right, so, you know, maybe I should vary it up. No, they're so much better.
You run around with the Iudas with your guy? Nice. I did the standard double unkempt heralds, so that was...
Yeah, when I heard about that, I was like, okay, that's neat. I'm going to try for something that doesn't require farming like that.
Oh, it wasn't that bad for farming, but it
was... Well, yeah, but just, it's...
You go up a level and you're like... What I can go and farm it just for a little bit more so I can have one more level in that gun so it could be equal level.
Did not excite me.
No. But it sure as hell murdered a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Especially when I got the B with it then, too. Oh, God. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was probably really good, but.
Zappity.
Rumble.
First, have you ever seen The Pretender? I enjoyed watching it as a kid. And I was wondering if it's worth a rewatch or if nostalgia is just kicking in.
I'll pretend like I know what movie that is and then say it's probably good.
It's a TV show. I don't know it.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember it at all. Like, the name sounds familiar, but...
Yeah.
So
I hear The Pretender and I'm just singing Foo Fighters song, so...
Oh, well then in that case, yes.
Yeah, music has no age.
Exactly. That is true.
Zavity.
Grumble.
Personal apology to Nathan. We didn't really mean to record without you, but you were at work right now, so sorry.
I regret nothing.
I literally went and twisted Andy's arm to let us record without you.
Yeah. Yeah, he messaged me this morning. He's like, hey, are you recording? I didn't see a message out yesterday for Zappity Grumbles.
And also make sure that Nathan's not allowed.
I purposely made sure. So somebody's asking us if... Oh, Zappity.
Grumble.
I'm surprised I haven't heard more from you about War Machine Tactics. What do you guys think?
Well, we sort of went over that.
Beta's getting better, but still...
Yeah, I didn't invest into the Kickstarter. I'm waiting until the game is done. And most of the footage I've seen, it seems very unpolished.
Everyone I've talked to who's still playing it says it's much better than it was, and it's getting better. Basically, at this point, they're doing, I think, 2 or 3 week releases now with stuff, and every time they do a release, it's gone substantially better. But at this point, I'm still just waiting until they get the... I'm in it for the campaign, so until that's finished, I'm pretty
much... Right, yeah.
Same I'll,
here.
Zabity.
Grumble. Jumping off the Muses topics... do you character think
the Muse guys are fucking retarded and character restrictions are good? Zappity.
Oh, someone is actually that listened to their podcast. Okay. I haven't listened to their podcast.
Yeah, character
since they
restrictions
went back to
need
hours.
To be there. Mm-hmm. They absolutely need to be there.
Yeah, I'm fine with character lists.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could run tournaments without them and see how they turn out again.
I think it would balance itself out over time, but it'd make the game a lot more boring as every list becomes Eris 2, Gorman, Ayana, Halt.
Well,
and what are we spending the rest of the points on?
So they're in two schools with that. Either they're talking about let's try it with just character restrictions being every other year thing.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Or thing two is character restrictions by themselves are too penalizing on some factions. So instead of having character restrictions just FAC, let's come up with just a restricted list of certain figures, i.e. Ayana or Gorman, Iris 2. You know, stuff like that, and then just have a slight list of these can't be in multiple lists, but other things, Molg, Behemoth, stuff like that, could be in more. Especially their argument for the Warjacks and Warbeasts is you're paying 12 points, so they kind of balance out. But
yeah, not even that point, though. Well, because those are such game-bending figures in their own right. They need to have something to temper them.
Well, not only that, it's just extra complication for no perceived value.
Exactly.
That and we have people potentially outside of the actual company dictating what everyone should play as.
Yeah, and that brings back horror memories of the comp system from Fantasy.
Yep,
and exactly. I don't want any part of that bullshit.
No, do not want that. I do not want some... Even though they're a highly recognized podcast, I do not want to play in that type of environment where somebody else is dictating what I can put in my armies.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
other
fine
than
just,
Privateer.
I think it's fine right now how it is. Like,
well, and plus, it's been another one of those things that we saw this when the errata came out about the change to the unit formations, how everyone was up in arms about that. And then it turns out that, you know, that comes into play maybe once every 10, 15 games.
Yeah.
And perhaps Privateer actually did 6 months of playtest, like DC said. And, you know, actually spent a long period of time trying to figure that one out. So I'll trust the people who do the internal playtest and not the people who are being frustrated because their con win record is not very good this year.
Yeah.
You just had a bright idea.
For some odd reason, suddenly my room just lit up. Interesting. Yeah, no, I like character restrictions, and I play a faction that is hampered deeply by it, and that's mercenaries. Mercenaries are probably one of the bigger ones.
Even outside of that, I think opening up character restrictions would stagnate the game very quickly because they've got some things that are almost balanced at this point around being a character. It's you'd see Janessa in every Trollblood list.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Every Trollblood list.
Well, and I'm thinking back to would be in every list that he can be in.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm thinking back to some 2012 lists I ran across lately, where it was two different meta lists, where the only difference was one was Sevi 1 and one was Krios 1. But the book was in there, the Piper was in there, and you know it was basically the same block. I mean, some of that was because model limitations of what I owned at the time, but still, it was just
But it was character unit because they don't have 10 characters.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Sam and the Devil Dogs with Murdoch under Striker 3, delivered by Trencher Infantry Smokescreen. Great tech or greatest tech?
Am I playing that or playing against it? Because my opinion changes.
It's Sam and the Devil Dogs. What does Striker do? I don't know Striker 3 very well.
So
what does he do that makes the Devil Dogs so good?
That's a good question.
So is he putting Murdochs on the Trenchers? He's putting Murdochs on the Devil Dogs, right?
Yep.
So the thing with Striker 3 is his feat is charge attacks, auto hit, and additional die on damage.
Oh, you're talking about for trash then.
Yeah. So it's basically 5 dice trash attacks at auto hit.
But what could hit but, knock him down though?
The nets in theory,
and
or
Murdoch gives him assault.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean that's neat and all, but it's massive damage on beasts and colossals, and on infantry you're not going to notice the difference.
Yeah. And plus this is starting to move into the McBain let's throw him 20 inches up list. So.
Yeah. Well, even then, I mean, you're paying like 14 points for those trenchers.
Well, I mean, you could do them if you're just doing it for the smoke wall. You might be able to get away with just six, but true. Even then, I mean, it's a good one trick. The problem is if you run across anything that ignores clouds, if you're doomed. If you run against anything with high, if you run against Kazi or Daughter of the Flame, you're doomed because those trenchers can't do anything about it. So, I mean, there's just a lot of easy counters for it. So it's. The trick is strong, but it's just very one-dimensional, and you're giving up a fifth to a third of your list to do it.
I suspect
a lot of tricks.
I suspect it'll work well in the short term and then fade out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I just spray him to death with my Cephalix.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of answers to it, so it's not as strong as it looks on paper.
All right. Zappity.
Grumble.
Robert Durf. Derfsky is asking, he's painting a GW model for a friend right now, and he's kind of enjoying it. Why does it feel like he's cheating on Privateer?
If he's just painting the figure, there's not a problem with it. It's when he starts playing by Games Workshop's air quotes rules. Yeah.
There's a new version of Fantasy coming out next week, apparently.
Yes.
Which edition is this?
Apparently, yeah. Nine.
Seriously? Yeah. Already? Oh.
That's the rumor mill going on.
Oh, interesting. So I did just give away... Well, painting Privateer or painting Games Workshop models is not that bad because Games Workshop models...
They make some nice figures.
They make some really nice figures.
It's just Games Workshop other problems like play testing and business practices and common sense.
And cost structure.
Yeah.
So I was showing Josh when we were down at the Dice Dojo on this weekend the new Nagash figure, you know, the $115 figure that comes with an $85... And you also, in order to fully... use because it's a 1,000-point figure. You also need to buy the $85 two-volume hardcover Nagash rule set, so that you can fully work them in.
That sounds expensive.
It's a nice $200 expense, but
I mean the model is beautiful,
amazing.
I would love. I mean, if I had completely disposable income, I would love to get that model and make that into an Extreme Terminus conversion.
Apparently, Andy's phone would, too.
My phone agrees. No, I mean, just like a lot of the souls that are on there would be great for any of the Crix casters just to pull the bits off of. And I ended up getting rid of an army that I said I would never get rid of. I got rid of most of my vampire accounts to somebody. I traded them for some of the retribution that I have now. And that got me thinking. I was like, I've got all these demons laying around. I should see what demons I could do. So I've been thinking about playing a game of Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah, you keep thinking about that. That's good for you.
I've been thinking about it.
Well, let's be honest, though. The reason you want to do it is because you've already invested all the money into it, and you want to go hang out with Ben. So.
No, I don't want to really hang out with Ben. He's not going to listen to his podcast. He'll never know.
Oh, you said Ben. I thought you said men.
Oh.
All right, now that I got that soundbite saved for later.
Nice. I have a ton of old Nurgle demons that are really cool looking. They're all painted up.
Oh, no, Games Workshop has some fantastic figures. It's just, every time I try playing the game, I get frustrated, either at the game's rules itself or the people I'm playing with, because you either have to game the system or, suffer.
Yeah, I haven't played it since 7th edition, so I'm an edition out, and even though they've had this 8th edition for, I would say, 4 years? 5 years, maybe? 6 years?
4, I think.
Probably 4 years.
This one has been really short, all things considered.
Yeah.
They've been decreasing their cycles because of the way they run their games.
Yeah.
I mean, on the plus side, the rumor is that Brett's are the starting faction, so they finally figured out how to do undead and demons for the first time since 5th edition, so that Brett book that you've been holding on to for 15 years may finally get invalidated.
Well, and that's what they do, though. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm so bitter, I hit Dark Eldar in 40K, like starter boxed 40K Dark Eldar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I liked them, and I got my book right away, and it was cool, and it was fun, and then they went through, like, almost 2 different editions.
Because that was the first army book of 3rd edition, and then it became one of the last army books of 5th edition.
Yeah.
So that was another 10.
Beyond that weight, almost every one of my models was no longer WYSIWYG.
Yep.
So just an extra kick in the teeth. Just say like, oh, did you want to try playing this game? Here, just invest another $1,500 and you can play your army again.
Yeah, that sounds right.
No.
That is not right.
I have two of my chariots that I have that I custom built for the game because they didn't actually have models for those chariots. No longer available. No, yeah. they don't even have those type of chariots for Nurgle anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the other thing that GW's been doing lately is ever since the Chapter House lawsuit, they have now anything that they didn't have a model and are not planning on releasing as a model is now getting cut and in some cases removed from fluff.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep. Just because they got told by the court that if you didn't have a model, so they're not infringing on any IP, you can't copy an idea. So, like, fine, we're just not going to have any more ideas that we don't produce.
That makes sense to me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which sucks for them because they release an army book and then they have, like, a special character. They have a mind for it and they can't release that special character.
Because they don't have an army, or they just don't want to spend the time to do it. Because there have been multiple instances where they've created a character and never generated a model for
it. Correct, and those are getting cut out of the new books now.
And I'm actually more okay with that because you don't have that terrible little tease of, like, this could be totally awesome, to feel that I have to either hope that they make a figure or hope that the game I'm playing allows for conversions to make this figure.
Mm-hmm. Well, or try and find the one from 20 years ago that was terrible.
If they ever made it to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... Yeah. I just lost all train of thought that I was going to say.
Yeah, I can go really quickly into a proxy and conversion rage if this keeps going, so let's just...
Zappity.
Grumble. All right. Hopefully my phone goes up back up. It's in the red.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Kurt Heinemann is asking for more letter.
Yes.
So, yes, we need another letter. And that is it for the Zappity Grumbles.
Yeah, there's no Twitters.
No Twitters.
No Twitters.
It is a Monday night.
It is a Monday night.
And there is football going on.
Yeah.
Doubleheader.
I think doubleheader tonight?
Doubleheader.
Really?
Yep.
I know the Giants were playing. I know they were doing horrible.
Yeah, they were. No one expected anything out of them this year. And they're living up to that.
Nice. Nice. Does anybody have any recommendations?
Oh, God. Didn't even think about that.
So, no. I recommend you play Destiny with everybody else.
There you go.
Hint, hint.
I recommend.
I also recommend you buy a PlayStation 4 to do it.
I recommend watching as much football as possible.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I disagree.
Oh my God!
So I've been going on a rant lately about not being able. I mean, basically, no one's come up with a decent RTS game in 5-10 years now. So this weekend I broke out Warcraft 3 again.
Yeah, fuck Blizzard. They need to make another RTS.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Well, yes.
So yeah,
they're busy making bank on World of Warcraft.
What?
You guys didn't like StarCraft 2?
Well, it's not quite the same. I mean, it's so much more squad micromanagement and stuff like that. It's not just the classic build a bunch of guys randomly and go run them in and stuff.
My biggest issue with it was I went through the campaign and then I had these figures that I love to play with in the campaign, which are not there in multiplayer. Mm-hmm.
The other thing with StarCraft 2 is I'm being cheap. I'm honestly just being cheap. I don't want to spend that much money for an RTS.
Well, yeah. That was my biggest, that's actually why I stopped playing it shortly after I got it, was I went through the campaign, and then it was like, oh, well, you wanted to play with some of those models that you had in the command? Nope, you don't get those.
No, the modern StarCraft games are pretty much $20 campaign, $20 for online accessibility and online content.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it when it came out, and then I just, saw that for the multiplayer stuff, and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, and the only other RTS-type thing I can think of coming out lately has been Company of Heroes 2, and that one just butchered history so bad that I deleted it in disgust.
So we need a new Command & Conquer game?
Well, that got canceled, too.
Oh, damn it. I love the Command & Conquer game.
Although, actually,
Red Alert 2 was my favorite one.
So there is a project online called OpenRA, which is an open source implementation right now of the original Command & Conquer engine. So as of now, Command & Conquer, Red Alert 1, and Dune 2000 are available for free. And they're working on Tiberian Sun, which means once they figure out how to do Tiberian Sun, then for the most part it should just be configuration and new sprites, and they can do Red Alert 2 as well. So
yeah, Red Alert 2 played the crap out of that.
Fun fact about that, every mission in Red Alert 2 can be beaten with the original starting force. That was a fun afternoon. What happens if I Zerg rush every mission? Oh, you win, because the computer in most cases has to build its base too.
At least it's playing fair. Like, have you ever played those games where you can just tell the computer is outright cheating you?
Yes, it's called Warcraft. If you've ever played that one with the cheats and turn on the maps, you realize the entire map has been built already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why I got Heart of the Swarm and the StarCraft II.
A pet.
I paid $60 for a pet. I have both of them installed on there. I've loaded it up. I played one mission and then I was done. But I have a pet. He's awesome. He's a little like one of those underground zergling things.
Oh yep.
He's amazing. that's what I did.
If there was a respectometer, you might notice the tank is starting to roll. No.
So speaking of recommendations and questionable life choices, Andy?
Yes.
He recommends $60 for a World Warcraft pet.
Yes. Oh, he's amazing, though.
Does he make him fight? Is he one of those pets?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a fighty. He's a fighter. Yeah. He can explode.
You know, actually, Andy, please keep this up, because the one downside of playing Warcraft 3 is the crack edition is starting to pop up again. But then I'm reminded of the pet mechanic, and that just kills any interest of playing WoW again. So thank you for that, actually.
Oh, no, but it's so good. I'm telling you, once you got to get them all.
The needle marks are still fading from last time. No.
Needle marks never fade.
Those are with you for life.
Yeah.
They'll haunt your
addiction
dreams.
Is forever. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Recently, I played about halfway through the campaign and then I just kind of put it down and I just didn't really go back to it. And now I just figured I'd finish up at least the whole quest line and the single player campaign and see how it goes. And
the videos from GTA 5 online have been so great. There's stuff I've seen, someone who got a car up on top of one of the jumbo jets and then jumped it to another jumbo jet in flight.
Did you guys see the heist video that was put together? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I think it was the guys from Rooster Teeth.
They did a heist video for every person there.
Yeah.
They had. They're actually really cool, because when they die in the heist, they basically go silent on their mic.
Yeah.
So is it like Reservoir Dog style or?
They take you through the whole planning stage. And yeah. Then go actually run the mission, and as it's completely going haywire.
It's ever hear of the game called, I think it's called Graw or something like that. It's like a large first person shooter game.
Okay.
And they made it so if you died in the game, your mic was cut off, so you could no longer communicate with the rest of your team.
Why is that not enabled by default in every
that shooter? It sounds like an amazing thing. It's like,
I think they should be able to just, and especially in games that have friendly fire, so if someone's mouthing off too bad, just cap them so you can shut them up.
That would be funny, but it's like really cool. It's like you're on the mission. You're like, all right, Team A, you're over there, okay. And then you'd hear like an explosion over there, like Team A, hello. I think that's awesome. Where they cut out the mic for the people that die in there, and that's I want that normally as well. But Grand Theft Auto 5, just get it to at least it's coming out soon. I think on PC. Xbone and PS4
soonish,
soonish.
They've been advertising the hell out of it. There's no need to rush to get that game on the next gen console. It'll be the same game,
but it's easily one of the characters in there is probably my favorite character of.
Let me guess, is it Trevor?
It's fucking Trevor. he could just stand there and just look at you, and it feels like you're slowly going more insane. That's how Trevor is. He's an amazing character, easily one of the best of the newer of the recent times.
May have to look into that. All I remember from it is my buddy telling me that he picked it up, doesn't actually know anything about the story, and spent the first 6 hours just playing the market.
Oh, playing the stock market.
Yeah. Just playing the stock market.
Yeah,
that's all he did.
He's a high class thug.
He's like, I don't know what the storyline is. I don't know what the purpose of the storyline is. All I know is that I've spent 6 hours on it, and all I've done is play the stock market.
Yeah, I really enjoy Trevor. He's
crazy,
a little crazy, slightly crazy. But yeah, so we're definitely like way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that's why you call him the B team, and the A team can't get it done.
Yeah.
Because you can always find the B team.
No. I'll have to remember that next time that somebody cancels an hour before the podcast starts.
Well, that's the funny thing is you could have called me. I was just sitting at home. I would have been like, sure, I'll be over in 20 minutes.
Damn it. Yeah,
womp womp.
I'll do that next time. I know Jeff's got D&D
Yep.
Thursdays and Saturdays and Fridays and
the indie is only Thursdays and Sundays. So
which,
that,
speaking of which, have you played 5th edition yet? Or?
No, but I'm dying to. 5th edition looks really
good. It does.
It's got Thaco.
Well, after the excesses of 3.5, I was ready to swear off D&D forever. And then I played a bunch of Iron Kingdom and stuff like that. That was good. But honestly, the setting I was starting to feel a little limited in, especially running it, that and Iron Kingdoms, for all the beauty of it, the GM support is terrible because the encounter point systems are, it's just bad. After like 10 experience for an Iron Kingdoms game, you can't trust the published experience points anymore, or encounter points anymore. You basically have to start creating your own characters.
Because
they're so underpowered.
Oh, and so, the NPCs will just go up and murder.
No, the other way around.
Oh.
You're like, oh.
That's the same problem that 3rd edition D&D had a lot, mm-hmm. is when you get to higher levels, the monsters just were outclassing the heroes every turn. If they got to make a saving throw, unless they rolled a 1, they'd pass it.
Yeah.
If they were attacking you, they'd hit.
Yeah, but like I said, 5th edition is looking so much better.
Yes.
It's clean. They took out a lot of superfluous stuff. I like the fact that they've explicitly stated that they've decided that instead of putting out a book every 15 minutes, book releases from first-party stuff, so from Wizards, is now going to be a rare and momentous event. So they're not going to have the same rules bloat that 3rd edition suffered from. No, because
that's what I'm really hoping for.
There's a lot of that in 4th edition, too.
It was even prevalent in 3rd.
Yeah,
3rd edition, just 3 and 3.5, there's many supplemental books.
Well, yeah. After 3.5 hit, they just exploded. It just started going everywhere.
I mean, the open gaming license was great.
Agreed.
But at the same token, it caused a lot of problems because... I just recently dug through my list of, I have a folder on my computer, which is just pirated role-playing games and stuff like that. And looking through the 200 books that are in the D&D 3rd edition area, this is getting a little ridiculous.
I want my 300-page book telling me how I can decorate my house.
I like the idea of the big momentous ones, and honestly what I'm hoping they do more is give more support to adventure writing. Mm-hmm. A lot of those written adventures turn out really good, and they keep the game moving fast, because the death of a lot of D&D games is the DM just can't keep pace.
It depends on what type of DM you have. If you have somebody who's really good and creative on the fly, it works out fairly well, but whenever I played, we never went with the scripted adventures, because we would always end up going...
See, but it works the same way with an on-the-fly DM. Is an on-the-fly DM can take those scripted adventures and use it as a very good source material and spin it. So they've always got that good resource on hand, and they've got a driven and different plot every time. Whereas when it's the same kind of like on-the-fly all the time, the DM starts spinning their wheels a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So actually, to kind of help with that, I did a Kickstarter last year, which is actually this guy came up with this system where it's just a whole bunch of D1000 charts and stuff like that. You can just use to just create seed ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's actually this really cool little book that he wrote, and I'm hoping to get a game going pretty soon using some of that stuff, but it's just nice, just like, all right. And he even breaks down a lot of stuff of, okay, here's how a 3-act structure works, 4-act, 2-act, all that kind of stuff, and then just here's some ways to create some seed stuff. All right, you've rolled up a whole bunch of random stuff. You know, you make more than you need, and then, okay, I like this one, I like this one, I need to tweak this one. This one, this is completely garbage because it's still chart-based. But, you know, it just gives you that ability to get those ideas going, and then you can start chaining them together and come up with all sorts of great stuff.
I'm just I'm just a role-playing game horde. Like, I don't get to play them at all. Like, I played D&D 4 for a little while, like about 6 months, and then end up getting out of that and joining War Machine. And then I had a Shadowrun group that played for a very short while. But I have Shadowrun 5 that I really want to play. I have the Star Wars RPG that I wouldn't mind trying out.
Which one? Wizards 1, Wizards 2, or the Fantasy Flight?
No, the new one. The
Fantasy Flight
one? Yeah.
Okay.
Tim is actually running that down at Pegasus.
Yeah, the Tim problem with it is, like, Free Knights is
true.
My big
true.
Thing.
Makes sense. Makes
I
sense.
Have the new Firefly one that just came out recently that I'd like to try. I kickstarted The Strange. I don't know if you know one. It's by Monty Cook Games. They went and released Numenera, which I read, and it's cipher-based, and it's pretty cool. Like, you choose 3 things, and you basically, that's how you make your character, and based on those 3 things, that's what your character is. And The Strange is set on the Earth, but it's got different places you can go, essentially different dimensions, and as you go to them, your character can change to... I have a lot of things that I'm interested in, but just no time or no one else to play with. So I just read a lot of RPG books, but never actually do anything with them.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get into an RPG group again. I'm getting sick of repeating all the awesome stories of our last RPG group. So it's time to get something going. So if you start something in 5th edition...
I'll... I think I have a full party already, but if nothing else, I will let you know if I know of
them. Always use another Angry Andy.
That's true.
I bring the fun-ish.
Spelled P-H-U-N.
Yeah. I don't know why it's spelled that way. All right. Well, it looks like that's pretty much it. Unless you guys have anything else you want to say. That's it for episode 85.
Done.
Sign it out.
Done. Later.